Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're anything like me, I spend a lot of my time in the evenings, particularly now in the lead up to Christmas, looking on Instagram and on TikTok at tablescaping and making little decorative ideas and unique ways to try and make the place look a little bit fancy, but very, very much so on a budget. So creative designer Jen Connell is with me today in studio. A lot of you, of course, will know Jen from Home of the Year and too on her Instagram page at jenconnell.home. But you might just explain what we mean by tablescaping, Jen.
Thanks so much, Andrea. I'm so thrilled to be here, and I'm also partnering with HelloFresh at the moment as well. And I'm really excited to share some tips around tablescaping. And I suppose you asked, what is tablescaping? Yeah. Essentially, it's art of the table. So it's making your guests feel welcome by putting a little bit of creativity into your table. There's a lot you can do. I mean, really anything.
Yeah.
And whatever takes your fancy. So especially around Christmas.
Well, the News Talk studio has never looked so well, I should say, because we have been we've been practicing a lot of fun tablescaping in here during the ad break. So it's everything from place setting to table garlands, I take it.
Absolutely. Like the foliage that you use. So especially around Christmas, it can be a really nice idea if you want to be thrifty, because we don't really want to break the bank when we're doing tablescaping.
I don't want to spend money, right?
No.
I want to use what I have.
Let's like stick to our budget. We have enough to be spending around Christmas. So you can go on your daily dog walk, or if you're in the woods, or have a look in your garden, you might find something that actually be beautiful on your table. So something like holly or ivy, cypress or pine. It's also quite nice to do a little bit of a DIY as well to add to your garland in the centre. So, you know, the dried orange slices, they're beautiful as well.
Oh,
they're really easy to do. So all you need to do is slice them really thinly, put them in the oven for about an hour and turn them halfway, and then you can pop them onto a little wreath and they look fabulous. They smell amazing as well.
Do you know what I actually like? I have something, I know you're going to describe this to listeners now, but basically here in front of us, you have the velvet
runner.
Yeah.
Yes. So you can, there's a few ways you can do it. And look, there are no rules necessarily, but one way you can do it is you can use a simple tablecloth, and then to jazz it up and make it feel a little bit more bougie or fancy, you can use a velvet table runner. So the one we have today is burgundy, so that's quite festive.
It's beautiful.
It's now, nice texture.
The thing about it is you don't have to buy a table runner. I mean, into any interior shop today, a meter
absolutely
of cheap velvet, she doesn't need to be high-end quality.
Exactly. And you can make, you know, you can really express yourself and maybe pop out by a couple of rolls of ribbon as well.
Yeah.
That's a really nice way to add a bit of personality.
So I noticed here today we have a burgundy runner right across our News Talk studio. And then people can use whatever plates, or like in this case, you have a gold, it's not really a plate. What is it, like a placemat plate?
Yeah, exactly.
It's fabulous.
So charger plates is what they're technically called. But I mean, yeah, I think what's nice to, a great tip is to kind of use what you have. So if you have charger plates, use them. If you don't, you can go without. It's absolutely fine. And as for the plates, I think if you're lucky enough to have inherited maybe some vintage plates from your parents, your grandparents, why not dust them off? Because we can never really find the reason to use them. I think Christmas is a really good time.
A nice little simple cheap tie-in that you have. You have bought burgundy ribbon.
Yes. Okay. And you're probably seeing ribbons everywhere at the moment. Anytime you go into the shops, whether it's an interior shop or otherwise, fashion, it's everywhere. So why not bring it to your table as well? It's a very economical way of adding personality to your table, and it just makes it feel special. So we have them tied to our candlesticks and to our glassware and even to the napkins as well. And I think with the glassware as well, there's a lot you can do with that. So if you're lucky enough to have crystal or, you know, gold rimmed glasses, absolutely get them out of the cupboard too.
But even everybody with your, has the good glass.
Yeah, have your good glass. And if you don't, if it's just a simple wine glass, anything with a long stem, like a champagne flute, you can tie a simple velvet ribbon. I like to use the thin velvet ribbon, or sometimes satin can be beautiful as well. But it just makes it feel really dainty and special on your table.
It's also quite cheap. Like, that's not going to break the bank.
I know. And I think
piece of ribbon.
You're tapping into a trend there, but I think ribbons are classics. You know you're going to get the use out of them year after year.
Now, instead of, you know, from an environmental perspective and cost efficiency too, don't bother with the paper napkins. You have the cloth in front of you.
Absolutely. If you can, and if you have them, I would recommend that. And you could, there's a lot you can do even with a simple white napkin. Again, just tie the ribbon around it and you have a really beautiful, really beautiful table setting. Even if your plate is very simple, that's a nice way of jazzing up what you have. So your simple items and then adding the velvet ribbon.
Now, you were teaching me during the ad break. We have learned, we're going to post the video on my Instagram at Andrea Gilligan 1 and on yours as well at Jen Connell. We put it on our News Talk socials too. How to make fold your napkin. It is so easy into Just a little ribbon, a little bow.
Yeah, a bow shape. A napkin fold. It's so easy. There are a lot of elaborate napkin folds out there. Unless you're an origami expert, you might not want to take that on as your first fold. The ribbon one is so easy. It took us about 20, 30 seconds.
Yeah, mine, I wasn't as good as yours. But look, at my first attempt.
I thought you did great, Andrea.
Yeah, we'll get a second. We'll get a second run at that. I'm definitely going to watch this video back. But a lovely little touch too that you have, that I think this is just anybody can do this with a printer at home. You have little place names.
Yes, I love that. I think it's just nice to have a personal touch. It really makes your guests feel welcome. So there's a few ways you can do it. Like, the easiest way is probably to take some paper or card, simply cut it up.
Yeah.
Take a gold pen if you have it. If you don't, it's fine. But it's all about just putting the love and the time into writing someone's name. I think my top tip would be to put, if you're not super confident with your handwriting, just try and put a little bit of time into maybe the first letter of the name. And I think that makes it feel a little bit bougie. Add a few swooshes, get creative. But the ones I brought in today, they're a little bit more elevated. You can keep it simple, but the ones I have, they're kind of gold mirrored.
And where
I have
did a you little, get those?
So I got those online. I'm trying to remember exactly.
Because I love those and I want to get them now.
So I'll send you the link.
They're a little, literally just a little gold place name. But
kind of acrylic.
The idea being you can reuse these because you can rub off the name.
That's what I love about it. I've used white chalk marker. You can use them again. They also have a little notch. So again, we have the ribbon tied through. So you can kind of mix and match to your table setting.
Now, the reality is, right, I know people years ago might think back to their parents or grandparents and, you know, they might set the table for Christmas Day and there was a little bit more effort and the good cutlery or whatever glasses were taken out for it. But like, for anybody on Instagram or social media or TikTok at the moment, like, tablescaping has become a big business.
Hasn't it? I really noticed it kind of pick up in popularity. I'm actually part of a few different online groups and things like that, international groups. We were really passionate about China, and I thought it was more niche, but these groups are growing and growing and growing. It's so interesting. But you can kind of realize you have amazing treasures up in your attic. You didn't realize, not necessarily their monetary value, but the sentimental value as well. It's so nice to be able to kind of tell a story with your table, especially if it's something that you've inherited or you picked up maybe in the thrift shop or the antique store or the antique fair at the charity shop. I love a bargain.
Right.
So I found some amazing treasures over the years.
Like your candlesticks, for instance, are fabulous. Yeah. Your candle holders.
I love those. So these are kind of, they're actually solid brass Victorian candlesticks. I picked those up in an antique fair in Limerick, in the milk market.
There's something very simple about a few candles, isn't there? Even just the little tea lights. I think they just add
so much atmosphere.
Yeah.
I think lighting really helps set the mood when you're thinking about your tablescape as well. And turn off the big light if you can, or if you have a dimmer. But I'm all about the lamps. I'm trying to pull lamps in from all around the house and light lots of candles, and it just makes such a difference.
Is it a renewed interest, Jen, though, from, I suppose, that kind of influencer, you know, Instagram generation?
Maybe it is a little bit. I think people are sharing their homes a little bit more. So maybe they are putting more of an effort into it. So it might start off as, I maybe want to impress people, but I think it grows into more of a, for me anyway, grew more into it. I just get a lot of creative satisfaction out of it.
Yeah.
I love just having dinners for my family and setting the table, and that doesn't really air on social media. I just get a lot of joy out of it.
Yeah, and even if Christmas dinner itself isn't great, sure, it'll look pretty.
Make it look good.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
If people want to take pictures and post it on Instagram, sure, isn't it a beautiful place setting? You'll get away. No one's going to remember the fact you burnt the turkey in
exactly.
It.
Yeah. I'm not the best cook, I have to admit.
But it'll look beautiful.
Yes, exactly. Make it look pretty.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm all for it. Another thing I actually do sometimes, just something really simple. You know the little acorns? You might like pick them up, or you get them in various different things. Keeping those, and even just throwing those across the table.
I love that. Again, it's about telling your story. So you're kind of pointing to something at the table and say, oh, we were out on the dog walk today. Didn't look what we found. And it's also seasonal.
Yeah.
Sustainable. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
I liked your little orange slices. It's a nice quirky way
to
add a bit of colour.
They're really fun. They're actually so easy to make as well, which is why I love them. And you can kind of use them in different ways. So we've strung them onto the garland today, but you also can use them with a little bit of twine as your instead of a napkin ring. If you don't have napkin rings, thread through the orange slice and maybe a bit of cinnamon. As well, it's kind of fragrant. I think scent is something we don't always think about when
Even
we're thinking
just the
about
little cinnamon
the table.
Sticks.
Yeah, I love the cinnamon sticks. Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Throw them on the table. Tell people it's art and everybody
avant-garde. The messier the better.
Jen Connell, thanks a million, Jen, for joining us here to teach us basically how to set the table, how to make the festive napkins. We're going to make sure to post the video. It'll be on my social and news talks and Jen's as well. You'll be able to get it there. That's creative designer Jen Connell. Happy Christmas, Jen.
Thanks so much, Andrea. Happy Christmas.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.